Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of salvation. Amen. When you hear the story of Simeon taken from today's gospel lesson, what comes to your mind? For many people, what stands out most for them from this story is the miracle of the promise to Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now for me, as a younger person growing up, right away that created in my mind an image of an elderly man who had far outlived his contemporaries. My way of thinking would not let me consider Simeon to be any less than, say, 150 years old, to really make the miracle stand out. That would be quite a miracle indeed, as no one in those days was living that long anymore. Sadly, for me, for many Christians like me, that is the most that we could get out of this story. Or at least that is what we thought of first and foremost as important from this story. If that is true, then it is sad indeed. But truth be told, there is no mention in Luke's account that Simeon was even an old man. And most commentators on this text make it a point to mention that as well. So, if Simeon was not an old man, then what weight does that promise even carry? And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. You see, Simeon was your pretty typical Jewish man. What had set him apart from others was that he was righteous and devout. However, these things alone did not make him stand out visibly from the crowds. He could go about his normal business in Jerusalem without drawing any attention to himself. And like the other faithful few, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, the salvation and forgiveness of Yahweh God. Luke also tells us that the Holy Spirit was upon Simeon. And it was the Holy Spirit who had directly revealed to him the promise of what he would see. Had the Holy Spirit not done this, not revealed this to Simeon, would he have figured it out? Absolutely not. Revelation from God is required to know even a part of the plan of God's salvation. This element of truth has rung true throughout the entire Christmas story. Imagine what would have happened in the Christmas story if God had remained silent, had not revealed anything to anyone, and left it to the world to figure out. A virgin named Mary would have gotten pregnant, but she would have had no idea how it even took place, and she would not be able to explain it to anyone for the life of her. Joseph, her betrothed, would have certainly divorced her quietly and with as little shame to Mary as possible, as we hear from St. Matthew, because Joseph was a devout man. Mary's family most likely would have shunned her and sent her on her way for her disgrace. Shepherds would not have seen the angels out in the fields nearby and thusly would not have made entry into Bethlehem to search out this newborn king. And later on in the story from Matthew's gospel, the Magi would not have been warned in a dream about the wicked Herod's evil schemes. Thus, Herod would have easy access to hunt down and slaughter the threat to his throne. In so many places, the story of salvation would have gone awry if God had not intervened to reveal. And righteous and devout Simeon would have had no clue who was coming or who was going to come into Jerusalem and to its temple on that day. He would have seen many different couples with their young children coming into the temple for ritual purification. Simeon would have passed by Mary and Joseph and Jesus as he would have any other family. He would continue to hope and to wait for the consolation of Israel. But that hope, that waiting, would be changed by sight, according to the Spirit's promise. Luke saw fit to communicate this story so that this message of revelation would be included, that others had also seen the Christ. Jesus was born down in Bethlehem, some 5 miles outside of the city, with very little fanfare. There was no entourage of followers that went with Jesus wherever he would go. And it would be very easy to dismiss Mary and Joseph and Jesus as nothing special without the inclusion of these most miraculous revelations. As a result, Simeon was duly blessed. With the sight given him by the Spirit, Simeon, at whatever age he was, saw immediately the Christ when he entered into his temple in Jerusalem. And Simeon wasted no time approaching the young family and taking the baby into his arms. Blessing God, Simeon held up the child and spoke forth the words that have been the church's language ever since. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. Overwhelming. Completely. For Joseph and Mary, who marveled at these words. All of the events of the past 10 months must have just blown them away. And those words of Simeon are heavy with theology and meaning. The faithful few of Israel had an understanding of the sin present in this world. They could see that the entire world all around them was in need of the Savior, not just Israel. These devout and faithful ones had in their minds a vision of the Christ that would change the entire world, setting Israel free and once again restoring God's people to a former glory. Souls and their eternal destinies hung in the balance as the world waited for the Messiah. And there, suddenly, immediately, without hesitation, it was announced that that little baby was it. He is the one. He is Yahweh's anointed, the Lord's Christ. As Simeon spoke it, and as the angel announced it to the shepherds out in the fields. The salvation of the entire world, the object of saving faith, the one who would cause the rising and falling of many, was all wrapped up in that small human package. And Simeon knew it. By the grace of God, it was revealed to him. Simeon knew the Savior when he saw him. He was not afraid to say it. In his hands, his own sinful, earthly, human hands, he held the Messiah of God, God's salvation, God's Son. With his own eyes, Simeon saw the salvation of God. And the words he sung, we know now as the Nunc Dimittis. And it is not by accident that we sing those same words each and every Sunday. And it is not by chance that we sing those words immediately after the Lord's Supper. No, it is by much intentional design that we get to speak and sing those same words given us by the man to whom it had been revealed that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And that is what you see at the Lord's Supper. That is what you hold in your hands. The flesh and blood of this world's salvation. You have not figured this out on your own. And this has not been made known to you by any man. It has been revealed to you by God Himself through His Word. And you receive this very salvation into your flesh and into your blood as you take and eat and take and drink the body and blood of Jesus Christ in his sacraments. At that altar, as you kneel before it, looking at the bread and looking at the wine, you are seeing salvation with your own eyes. You are beholding for yourself the Lord's Christ. With Simeon, understanding that this is the full revelation of God's salvation and that your salvation truly is in Christ, you say wholeheartedly, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now the peace that does surpass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ. Amen.